KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association have released a new spring sports calendar. That calendar is based on the assumption that school and competition could resume on May 1st. The new calendar on the girls' side includes track and field, golf, tennis, and soccer all having their first practice dates set for May 1st, with first competition date of May 4th for everything but soccer. Soccer first competition date would be May 8th. Also, the state competitions would be June 4th through the 6th for track and field, June 8th through the 9th for golf, June 1st and 2nd and the 13th for team tennis, June 10th and 11th for individual tennis, and for soccer, June 16th, 18th, and 20th. On the boys' side, many of those dates are the same for first practice and first competition. The state competitions would be just slightly different, with track and field state competitions held June 4th through the 6th, golf June 11th and 12th, team tennis June 9th, individual tennis the June 5th and 6th, and state soccer would be June 15th, 17th, and 19th. Again, that calendar is based on the assumption that school and competition could resume on May 1st. Riley Till has announced earlier that he wouldn't be playing basketball next year for Iowa, but he has entered the transfer portal, so he does intend to play somewhere. Till, who is a Wallert Catholic standout, is the second Hawkeye to enter the portal. His former high school teammate Cordell Pemsel also entered the transfer portal. Till was a walk-on initially and played in 18 games this past season, scoring just 12 points with 14 rebounds, 5 blocks, 4 assists, and 3 steals. He was on scholarship this season. In his 3 years with Iowa, he played in 42 total games. Kentucky guard Tyrese Maxey will enter the NBA draft, becoming the second Wildcats starter in as many days to turn pro and forego his remaining collegiate eligibility. Maxey scored 26 points against then number one Michigan State in his collegiate debut and finished the season tied for second in scoring on the team at 14 points per game. The 6'3" freshman shot nearly 43% with 33 three-pointers and also averaged 4.3 rebounds and 3.2 assists while starting 28 of 31 games for the Southeastern Conference champions. SEC coaches voted him to the All-Freshman team and the All-SEC second team. Also, Louisville forward Jordan Norwa has announced on social media that he will enter the NBA draft. The 6'7" Norwa was selected to the Associated Press All-America third team as a junior, and his decision to turn pro was expected after limited participation in last year's NBA Combine because of a knee injury. Florida guard Scotty Lewis is returning for his sophomore season. In an announcement on social media, Lewis says playing in the NBA is still a top priority, but his heart is in Gainesville. Purdue coach Matt Painter says center Matt Harms intends to play his final college season at another school after entering the transfer portal. The 7'3" Harms averaged over 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game last season with the Boilermakers, but Harms lost his starting job last season after suffering a hip injury in December. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says there is no way to plan for an eventual return to the campus and to the field for workouts. The Hawkeyes were one of the teams who had not even started spring practice when spring seasons were canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, really nobody knows what the next weeks or even months are going to look like, so we're all kind of guessing on that front. And I think, you know, really, as far as our staff's concerned, our big challenges, I think, is to be tried to do our best to be connected with our players, focus on our recruiting, and then maybe, you know, take some time, work on individual projects and things you never get to see that time for.
Ferentz says planning for the immediate future is just a waste of time right now.
Whatever we know today, I rip it up and start over again tomorrow. So like a fool, on the 15th, I was making some mental plans about what we might do if, you know, we can't start spring practice till mid-April. So, you know, needless to say, that went out the window a couple of weeks ago. And so to that point, I think right now, you know, nobody really knows what the future is going to look like. Nobody has any idea when it is we'll all next be together as a football team or when we'll be able to start training again, those types of things.
Ferentz says he has thought about the possibility of not having a football season.
Really, to put this all in context, I mean, I think anything's possible right now. I think all of us need to realize that. And, you know, selfishly, and I say selfishly, I'm talking on behalf of anybody involved with our football program, players, coaches, board staff. Yeah, we all want to get back to work tomorrow. I mean, you know, because we miss this, it's what we do. But the bigger picture, I think, is, you know, what's it mean if we're not back? that's not good.
In other sports news, the NBA has told teams that they may not conduct or attend any workouts with draft-eligible players during the league's coronavirus hiatus. That's a major change from typical procedures. Teams also are being prohibited from watching, requesting, or sharing any video, live or recorded, of a draft-eligible player or prospective early entry player taking part in a workout during the league's shutdown. Teams will be allowed to conduct interviews by phone or video, though they will be capped at a total of 4 hours with any draft prospect. They can also send questionnaires to players in advance of any interviews. Meanwhile, Commissioner Adam Silver does not expect any decisions to be made until at least May about the possible resumption of the 2019-2020 season, saying the coronavirus pandemic simply makes it too difficult to project what will happen next. The NFL draft will be conducted in a virtual format with team personnel working from their homes. The draft originally was scheduled to be held in Las Vegas, but the NFL canceled all public events last month as a safeguard against the coronavirus. In a memo sent to the 32 teams and obtained by the Associated Press, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell outlined procedures for the April 23rd through 25th draft. Those guidelines include no group gatherings. Putting all 30 teams in the Phoenix area and playing in empty ballparks was among the ideas discussed Monday by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. The sides held a telephone call to talk about paths forward for a season delayed by the new coronavirus pandemic. Golf's oldest championship won't be played this year for the first time since 1945. The RNA announced it is canceling the British Open in July because of the spread of COVID-19. It is pushing the British Open back 1 year and staying at Royal St. George's. That assures the 150th Open will be at St. Andrews in 2022. The NFL is delaying the start of its off-season workout program while formulating a plan with the NFL Players Association on how to proceed during the coronavirus pandemic. At least for the time being, NFL coaches won't be allowed to communicate with players via video conferencing. IndyCar has adjusted its schedule again because of the coronavirus pandemic. The doubleheader at Detroit, scheduled for the end of May, has now been canceled. IndyCar will make up the two dates by hosting doubleheaders at both Iowa Speedway and Laguna Seca in California. Boston Celtics forward Jason Tatum and Washington Wizards guard Bradley Beal are each pledging $250,000 to help provide meals for those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in Boston and St. Louis. The pledges will benefit Feeding America, the St. Louis Food Bank, and Greater Boston Food Bank. Both Tatum and Beal are natives of St. Louis. The Indianapolis Colts and Indiana Pacers have issued a challenge to area residents to raise $200,000 for that city's 12 community centers by noon on Thursday. If that happens, the two professional teams say they'll kick in an extra $420,000. Chicago's eight professional teams and Mayor Lori Lightfoot are teaming up to encourage residents to stay home to help prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, Cubs, and White Sox, as well as the WNBA's Sky, the Fire of the MLS, and National Women's Soccer League's Red Stars are joining with the mayor in the We Are Not Playing campaign. Well, the PGA Tour's John Deere Classic will remain July 9th through the 12th near the Quad Cities. The tour released a revised schedule that includes the Masters moving to November. Claire Peterson is tournament director of the John Deere Classic.
If we would have an earlier date, we'd probably be a little bit more at risk. Not to say that it still might not happen, the worst case scenario of not having an event, but we just understand now that the Open Championship, which we historically have flown players over the Atlantic to get to, has been postponed, so that's going to certainly change our field as well.
With the British Open the following week canceled, Peterson expects a lot more of the tour regulars to play in the tournament.
Over the years, a lot of players who have played here but not come back because of our date just ahead of the Open Championship, and the fact that they would have to go over, even if we help them, into a whole different time zone and a whole different playing conditions. So you can't predict who's going to be here, but the criteria in their mind for why they would play or why they won't play is certainly going to change.
Peterson says all the tournaments are in a wait-and-see mode, and several in May and June could be forced to move again. Al Kaline, who spent his entire 22-season Hall of Fame career with the Detroit Tigers and was known affectionately as Mr. Tiger, has died. He was 85 years old. John Morad, a friend of Kaline's, confirmed to the Associated Press that he died Monday at his home in Michigan. Morad, who spoke first to the Detroit Free Press, said he'd been in contact with Kaline's son. Kaline was the youngest player to win the American League batting title in 1955 at age 20 with a .340 batting average. The right fielder was a 15-time All-Star, won 10 Gold Gloves, and was elected into the Hall of Fame in 1980 in his first year of eligibility. The beloved number 6 later sat behind a microphone as a Tigers broadcaster from 1976 to 2001 and was also a special assistant to the general manager. And neutral site NHL playoff games could be coming, awarding the Stanley Cup in September. That's possible as well. Nothing is off the table right now as the league considers options to complete their season. Play is on hold for now because of the coronavirus pandemic. NHL players have different opinions on what a playoff format might look like. Ideas range from completing all or part of the regular season to expanding the number of teams competing from 16. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.